Welcome to Harklow CEO, where high achievers evolve into purpose-driven powerhouses. I'm Casey Rossi, your integrative leadership coach. Join us to break free from people-pleasing and burnout, exploring mindset, embodiment, and soul alignment. Discover expert insights, success stories, and actionable tips for holistic wealth on your terms. This is where transformation meets the modern female leader. Let's go. Hello, hello, Harklow CEOs, and welcome back to another episode. We are going to dive into a question that is pretty close to my heart, and it is, are you too scripted? And I just want you to sit back and think for a minute in your life where you tend to bite your lip, where you tend to really want to CYA, right? Where you don't want to break out of the box because it may not feel safe. I'm sure some things are coming to your head. I primarily work with female leaders, and what I see over and over and over again are these beautiful high performers who triple check their work for fear that everything isn't perfect, and that it can also be backed up with data. So if they're ever called on it, or if their presentation needs to be fact-checked, that they can easily pull out their manila folder and have the data to back it up. And also leaders really wanting to say the right thing and do the right thing. So it's very much in that same vein. Now, why do we do this? It's safe. It feels really safe to have all of your facts and figures. And I'm not talking when you need to do a presentation, when you need to be on, when you have to have those beautiful slides in your PowerPoint to execute what you're trying to do. I'm really talking more about day-to-day life, where you're keeping yourself in this box because you think you should and because it feels safe. And also there's this fear of, if I really am who I authentically feel, that I won't be accepted. That's the thing that I'm talking about today. It's interesting because when you think about other people in your orbit, I would love it if you just took a moment and thought about two different people. One, that person in your life where you admire and you look at them and you're like, wow, they always seem to have it together. They're so free. They're so genuine. There is something about them that feels really magnetic. So I want you to think of that person. And then on the other side, I want you to just take a minute and think about someone that comes to mind that is very buttoned up, that sounds extremely scripted, that is speaking through this politically correct filter. And think about that person for a minute. And now I want you to think, when you're around that person, do you want to move towards them? Do you tune out? Who would you rather be in their energy? I think I know the answer. At least for myself, I gravitate towards real, authentic, the people that come to mind that I admire. They are prepared, but they're not over-polished to the point where they're robotic or depersonalized. I'll just tune out with something like that, where it just sounds so, you know, XYZ and, you know, I's dotted, T's crossed, da-da-da, you know, just very, very robotic. And I will be much more drawn and pulled and engaged with that person who is engaging. And interestingly enough, Mel Robbins comes to mind. I know a lot of my listeners listen to her as well. A lot of my clients say that she's one of their most inspirational female leaders and speakers. And I think with Mel, one of the things that I appreciate with her is a couple things actually, but one is that she brings in her personal life into her stories, into her podcasts. So she's not afraid to peel back the layers. In fact, I was recently listening to one of her episodes where she was talking about the whole family gathering around the computer at 8 a.m. To see if her son got into his dream college for early acceptance. And she lets you in. And it's not always on the stories that are butterflies and rainbows, because in fact, he didn't get into the college of his dreams. He didn't get that early acceptance acknowledgement at all. And so I think that's really cool. We're not just looking at the highlight reel of her life. She shows you where the mess is. And there's some vulnerability about that, where she still backs things up with science and stats and data. But also there is a level of vulnerability in storytelling that I think is this secret sauce. In fact, one of my favorite authors is Vanessa Van Edwards, and she is the founder of The Science of People. She's written Captivate, and she's written Cues, and she talks about charisma, and charisma being a combination of competence and warmth. And so that's a really interesting thing, because when you're too scripted, you may be competent, but then you don't have this pull or warmth or engagement. And she's actually shown studies where people gravitate and have more friendly feelings and really want to be in the space of someone who has that balance, not just that competency where you're like, yep, that person knows exactly what they're talking about. They're intelligent. But the ones that really pull people into their space are the ones that also bring in that warmth. That's really what I wanted to bring top of mind for you today, because I actually found myself, as I started listening to a couple of recent episodes, I thought, oh, wow, I'm actually starting to fall into that. And I think it was because I went from Women Developing Brilliance and then transferred into Harklow CEO. And it comes from a really good place. This scripted sense comes from wanting to deliver something really good. And like I said, it's also this safe feeling. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually reverting into safety myself. And so this is an opportunity for me to encourage you to push yourself out of the box. And I'm also doing it first, because I feel any good leadership starts with self-leadership. And so moving out of our comfort zone, doing what doesn't feel easy, and letting go of that script is something that I'm walking right alongside with you. And I would love to know what you're going to do to push yourself gently outside of it. I mean, it could be something as simple as wearing an item of clothing that expresses more of who you are, or a piece of jewelry that you wouldn't necessarily wear to the office because your inner critic is telling you that it's too loud or not professional. And this isn't about letting go of all the standards of acceptance. It's literally just, how do you infuse more of who you are into what you do? And maybe it's even putting music on that you wouldn't ordinarily do in front of anyone else. I recently had this happen. I had some really cool, like guttural drumming music on that I would ordinarily turn off if my partner came into the room. And I was like, you know what? I like this. I'm keeping this on. And I got a few like raised eyebrows and like, what the heck are you listening to? And I was like, yeah, I really like this. I found it on YouTube. I'm enjoying it. I'm jamming out to it. So it's any of those little things that aren't that little, because it's actually giving yourself permission to express more of who you are. So my question for you, my dear listener, is what do you wish you could express more of? And my invitation is for you to do that thing that just came rushing to your mind when I asked you that question. I don't want you to overthink it, and I actually want to give you this challenge to do that today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when you lose 10 pounds, not when your boss is out of town, but I really want you to do it today. What would you want to express more of? And then I want you to give yourself permission and fully embrace it and take quick action. I am all ears. I love hearing from you, so you can feel free to dash me a DM or an email and let me know what you choose to do. I'm rooting for you. I believe in you. And now more than ever, I really feel that there's going to be such a beautiful segment of people that are craving authenticity, that want real, that don't want the Zoom virtual backgrounds of the fake mountain peaks or curated bookshelves with a fake fireplace behind you. They're going to want to really see where you are in the world. What is your space? You know, who are you really when it's not all typed out in front of you black and white? So let me know how it goes for you. I can't wait to hear. And until next week, my friend, breathe joy. I hope you enjoyed today's episode all about Are You Too Scripted? If so, share it with a friend or leader. And I would be grateful if you took a moment to review the podcast at lovethepodcast.com/brilliance. Thank you.